all gone.
Mm-hmm.
See, the youngest child is 4 years. They were all grown and married when I was born.
Mm-hmm. Is this speed spelled S-P-E-E-D?
Mm-hmm.
Just like it sounds.
Yep, speed. S-P-E-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Grandmother Blake's maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis was named Curtis Speed Blake.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about your mother's adopted parents?
Well, their name was Jones. And Mama was born in New York City, and her parents died. Her mother died when she was born, and her father was killed in the Civil War. Mama was born in 1860. And I don't know where she lived, whether she lived in an orphanage or what, but she was her people were Catholics. But I think she was in an orphanage. She must have been there. She would never have been adopted by a Protestant family,
mm-hmm.
especially a Protestant minister. And she was she was adopted by this John Jones in Chicago. I don't know how she got to Chicago or anything about it, but that's where she was adopted when she was 5 years old. And she said she remembered him taking her. And before she left, they were friends of General Grant's, and she stood up on the table. Mama could sing. She stood up on the table, and then she sang for General Grant when she was 5 years old. Then they went to Colorado Springs when she was 13 years old. They moved to Colorado Springs. And there again, when General Grant visited in Colorado Springs, she sang with a bunch of girls for General Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, the name was John Jones, and they had one daughter, Olive Ann Van Richardson Jones, that was 20 years old when they adopted Mama. And they had lost several children in an epidemic between that, and they had a boy 3 months younger than Mama, and between him and the older daughter, they had lost three children, and they adopted Mama.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very cultured people. They gave her every advantage. She learned to speak the best English. She learned everything that was worthwhile from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a lot for her. And that's where she met my father, because he was stationed on Pike Speak at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't live too long. Died young.
Well?
I don't know how young, but he was young. I was 2 years old, of course. 3 and a half, you remember, but I don't at all. Then Mama had to make a living. So she got in the Indian service.
Mm-hmm.
And was sent out to the Uinta County, Utah. And then Uinta Indians. And she taught in those Indian schools.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I think we have that on the other tape.
Yes, I think so, too.
So that sort of rounds that up, doesn't it? Do you know anything about your stepfather's people?
Well, you know, that's kind of funny, too. Papa was one of them. He was born and raised in Holton, Kansas.
Let me check this. Okay. All right.
I think I should take that back. I think he was born in Quincy, Illinois, because his name is Amos Quincy Bond. But that don't make any difference, I don't think. And then he went to Holton when he was just a little boy. Well, he lived there, and he said that there wasn't enough to go around. They lived in a second.